Direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe, it's the Raleigh James Show.
James, we have a couple hours to spend together on Monday Night Trivia, and I'm ready for you. I've got a question I'll give you in a moment, and we've got some bumper stumpers. There'll be seven altogether. There is a theme, and maybe you'll know. They're all from the 50s, by the way, although that has little, if anything, to do with the theme. All right, now that said, when you don't know my bumpers, and it's impossible to know them if I don't play them, so we'll say from the get-go that you can have your own category. Yeah, that's right. So if you want to answer the question I'm about to throw out, that's terrific. But if you don't, well, everybody knows something about something, and we prove that every week. So here we go. For virtually all of us, we get up every day and we get dressed. There are countless variations of this, but when it comes to Caucasians in the United States of America, in the process of getting dressed, 22 out of 25 people will almost always do this. Do what? All right, so that's right. And our questions are all clean, so keep your mind out of the gutter. Don't go there. But 22 out of 25 do this always in the process of getting dressed, as far as Caucasians in the good old USA. All right. I don't know who did the survey. I almost don't want to know. But there you have it. So 888-876-5593, 8888 Raleigh. And onto the category of your own category, Chris in Ohio is going to kick it off tonight. So, Chris, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh.
How are you?
Fine, thanks.
All right. So we're going to do the country charts, are we?
Yeah, I'd like to do 1968.
All right.
If I could, please.
We'll do This Week in 1968. And by the way, This Week in 1968, all of the hit makers in the country world were just pissed as hell. What it was, they got a letter from the Grand Ole Opry, oh, I remember this so well, saying that members were required now to make 20 Saturday night appearances through the year in order to remain in good standing on the Opry. And they'd get time and a half for June, July, and August, because apparently what was going on is everybody would show up in January and nobody would show up in July. But 20, and of course, you know, most of these people were on tour or whatever, and it's not like the Opry really paid them anything. So yeah, that was the big news. So with that in mind, the Hot Country Singles Chart, Billboard Magazine, January 20th, 1968. Number one. Sing Me Back Home.
Merle Haggard.
Absolutely. Number two, By the Time I Get to Phoenix.
Glen Campbell.
Number three, For Loving You. It was a duet of two artists who normally did not do duets together. Sometimes, but not regularly.
Bill Anderson, who you know will never play.
Yes, you're right.
And Jan Howard.
Yes, you're absolutely right. Bill Anderson and Jan Howard, you betcha. Number four, Here Comes Heaven.
Sounds like a Sonny James song, although I don't really remember it.
All Satin and Lace. Eddie Arnold. But that's all right. Yeah, you will remember. You only have to get 70%, so you're doing fine. Number five, Skip a Rope.
Henson Cargill.
Okay, number six. What Locks the Door?
Man, that's another one I don't remember at all.
Let's see if I even have that. You do know this artist, by the way, but you know it's a male. You know him more for another song, but
I'm sure.
Yeah, no, absolutely, you do. But let's see about this. What Locks the Door? I don't know if it's on here or not. Yep, it is. I got a lot of country on this computer. All right, so here he is in his glory and splendor.
Unlocks the door to the world you're living in. What kind of key do I need to get in?
Is that Jack Green by chance?
It is absolutely right. Yes, absolutely. Very good. I figure if we let it go long enough, because, yes, everybody familiar with one song by him, but that was a number six on the country charts for that week. Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
All right, very good. Number seven, Love's Gonna Happen to Me. Do you need to hear it?
Please.
All right.
Well, every time I see you, I get a funny feeling like love's gonna happen to me. I think that I found it, I can't get around it. Love's gonna happen to me. Love's gonna happen to me. Love's gonna happen to me. Every time I see you, something draws me near you. Love's gonna happen to me. Every time I'm near you and you smile so sweet, I know love's gonna happen to me.
What do you think?
I don't think I'm right, but the only name I can place to that voice is Roger Miller.
That's interesting, but Wynn Stewart.
Okay, yeah. He's kind of an obscure. He didn't have very many hits. That's right. Why he didn't
exactly,
really have his voice.
Yeah. Such a pretty world today. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, if you'd named that one, I'd have got it.
Yeah, right. That, of course. Now, well, you know, this is your week. You picked your week. Next.
I asked for it.
You did. That's all right. Now, next, I might have to play this too. But this was I thought he was a major artist, but I don't want to influence you because you might not have. But anyway, the Country Hall of Fame.
Oh, I know the song. It got a lot of play in Columbus.
Well, let's hear a little of it while you're thinking.
Yeah, I think I hear it.
Why not?
See the voice. If I play the voice.
I was roaming around in Nashville in the state of Tennessee. Country music, it's as soulful as can be. I have gathered their records, for I cherish every name. So I found myself a standing in the Country Hall of Fame. My heart beat somewhat faster as I walked in through the door, for I heard the sound of voices I had often heard.
So what do you think?
I know I've heard the song, and
you certainly know this artist. You absolutely know this artist. You need initials?
Yeah, that one might help.
Okay, HL.
Hank Lachlan?
Yep, you betcha.
Okay.
Okay, next is Promises, Promises. Obviously, it's the country version thereof. Female artist.
Lynn Anderson.
Absolutely right. Very good. And number 10, It Takes People Like You.
I'm just going up on the name.
Let you hear some of it, because I think he's pretty identifiable.
Yeah.
It takes people like you to
As soon as you started playing it, I knew it was Buck Owens.
Absolutely, yes. No one sounds quite like him. So very good. You're a winner, no doubt about that.
Okay, can I make a couple requests?
Yeah, let me get out something I hopefully won't throw away. All right, what you got?
Two really odd ones. I'm requesting that mainly because I know it's going to be new to people.
Okay.
Hold Back the Tears by the Delicados.
Okay.
and Dance Only With Me by Robert Knight.
Wow, okay. All right. You got it. Good deal. Hang on, Chris. Don't go away.
Thanks.
All right. So, absolutely, Chris knows his country. So, 888-876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh. We'll do Beatles with Barry. But your first bumper stumper is coming up. I think it's pretty easy. You won't get the theme, obviously. You'll need a few more records as far as that goes. But you should get the artist. We'll see. And by the way, you should get the artist not for anything other than the song. You'll see what I mean coming up on WGN Radio.
Beauty and the Beast of the Rock and Roll. Beauty and the Beast of the Rock and Roll. Beauty and the Beast of the Rock and Roll. Beauty had a dance to save her soul. Beauty and the Beast of the Rock and Roll. She was pretty as a picture playing a guitar. It was in the jungle where the jungle people are. When a beast came running at her, she knew something was the matter. She began to do the rock and roll. Well, Beauty and the Beast of the Rock and Roll. Beauty and the Beast of the Rock and Roll. Beauty and the Beast of the Rock and Roll. Beauty had a dance to save a soul. Beauty and the Beast of the Rock and Roll. Now this was a hungry lion looking for a snack. When he saw the beauty, his big lips began to smack. But he forgot his hunger, and he lingered with her longer, cause he joined her when she rock and roll. Oh, Beauty and the Beast in the rock and roll. Beauty and the Beast in the rock and roll. Beauty and the Beast in the rock and roll. Beauty had a dance to save her soul. Beauty and the Beast in the rock and roll.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. He's in the jungle where the jungle people are. I had to look up the writers of this song, who will now be in the Hall of Shame for that. However, you've never heard of them, so it doesn't matter. Hopefully you've heard of the artists, but other than the song, I don't know that you've ever had any reason to. And yes, it fits perfectly in our theme, the one that you can't possibly divine yet. But by the end of the night, we'll have seven of them, so maybe you can. All right, so 888-876-5593-8888 Raleigh. And that is going to take us to Barry. What's going on here? Maybe it's going to take us to nobody. Absolutely nothing is happening here. Oh, it's my fault, undoubtedly. And here we go. All right, Barry in New Hampshire, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, Raleigh, you found your twanger.
I had the twanger all along, but it wasn't twanging. But, you know, hitting it against the wall worked like a charm. So, usually does. All right, so with that in mind, we're back to the Beatles, are we?
We are.
All right. Now, this is interesting. John Lennon, in an interview, said there were only two songs he ever wrote that were from his experience and not by projecting himself into a situation and writing a nice little story about it. So, name one of the two from his own experience.
In my life?
Nope. Try again.
Strawberry Fields.
Yes, that is one. Strawberry Fields Forever. And extra credit if you can guess the other one, but that's all right. You got all you need. The other one was Help.
Okay.
All right. Well, good deal. Strawberry Fields Forever. So what's the, you would know, what's the tie-in with his own life experience on that?
Because he lived by the orphanage that was called Strawberry Field.
Oh, all right. Good enough. All right. Hang on. Don't go away. All right, so that's it. The Beatles. Barry knows everything about the Beatles. All right, Billy Bob and Bourbon A. It's been a while, a week actually. It's probably like the 78th call or something. So hey, Billy Bob.
76th time caller.
76. All right.
Yeah.
Keeping note of.
I'd like to make two requests here before I get my quiz.
You would, huh? What would those be?
For two women, I want Wang Dang Doodle by Coco Taylor.
Yeah, good song.
And the Cow Cow Boogie by Ella Fitzgerald.
All right, the Cow Cow Boogie. Ella. All right. All right, and we're going to do a Gunsmoke quiz, huh?
Yeah, they were easy last week. I hope you give me one. I ain't been doing good lately.
Oh, well, I don't know. Of course, you know, I just read them. I have absolutely no idea if they're easy or they're not.
Well, okay, I'll forgive you.
Yeah, because I must admit I have never seen Gunsmoke.
I can't believe that.
Oh, sure you
I'm
can.
I'm not saying you're a liar, but I'm surprised.
No, you absolutely could. Well, remember, I didn't have a TB for most of the
years. Yeah, I heard you talking about that.
So you almost have to have one to watch television.
The first thing I remember watching on black and white TV when I was about 4 years old, we were sitting in the living room and eating ice cream watching the Dinosaur Show.
Oh, okay. Good enough. Well, we're looking for, let's see, from Gunsmoke Trivia. All right, name the actor. We'll do a name the actor. Let's see. Yeah, that's right, a name the actor. Who played Deputy Festus Hagen from 64 to 75? Did I ask you that already? Sounds familiar.
Well, that guy last week, Ken Curtis, but I'll get that right.
All right, yeah.
And the other deputy was Dennis Weaver, Chester.
All right, I thought I might have asked you that already, so here we go. We're doing another one.
Well, you didn't ask me, but you asked another guy.
All right. What veteran actor played Dr. Galen Adams? And you need choices, probably. Would that be...
The only doctor, you mean Doc Adams?
Yeah, Dr.
Milburn Stone?
Absolutely right. You didn't even need the choices. Very good. All right. Well, there you go. You know you're going to smoke.
Finally, I won again. Hallelujah.
Yeah, well...
Have a good evening.
Hang on. Don't go away. We'll confirm that address. Eventually, we'll use it. Not anytime real soon, but... God, I know. We keep pushing it back because life intervenes. So let's see. That was good. Gunsmoke. All right. So let's see what Cindy in Chicago has to say for her bad self. Hello, Cindy. How are you?
Yeah, I have no idea what your trivia question. I don't know, maybe wash your hair every day and blow dry it?
No, are you kidding? 22 out of 25 people doing that? And remember, it's men and women. No, it has nothing to do with that.
I just have no clue. I just get dressed.
Okay.
I don't know. I just was in such a white neighborhood. I don't know what other ethnicities.
Well, it's not other ethnicities. This was an actual survey of Caucasians. So this would be your neighborhood. All right.
I don't. Okay. Well, my question is I wanted a trivia question from all my children from like the mid 80s through the 90s, because that's mostly when I watched it.
What secret was Cliff keeping from Nina on the day of their first wedding?
Oh, yeah, I was thinking about that. Nina, I know they had the son, and Palmer hated him and the son.
And Nina was horrified. She temporarily walked out on her new husband.
Oh, I don't read that. I don't. That's kind of where I was first starting to watch it, and I remember something, but I don't remember what it was. No.
Well, the secret was that Sybil Thorne was pregnant with his child, and this child was conceived as the result of Palmer's meddling. In the long run, Sybil's pregnancy did not produce the result Palmer hoped.
Oh, okay. I don't need that.
Well,
that
it's all my children in the 80s. I might as well be speaking Gaelic. I have no idea.
But the thing about that show that everyone liked is there were so much lies and cover-ups, and then the truth would always come out.
Well, it was a soap opera. That's the whole deal. That's pretty much the formula.
Oh, okay. Well, anyhow. And then I have a request.
All right.
It's a pretty good request.
Okay.
Roy Orbison, In Dreams I Walk With You.
In Dreams. Okay, you got it. We'll do it. Okay, thanks. Good deal. So we'll put we'll check out with Cindy later. But right now we'll check out the news is what we're going to do. Then we'll get to Mark and Aurora and you two on Monday Night Trivia right here on WGN Radio.
Let's go on with it.
Here we are, ladies and gentlemen, at the 3rd District Court of Knoxville County. Wait a minute. The defendant, Adam Zappel, is running over to the famous lawyer, Jerry Gasser. He's yelling at him.
What did I do? What am I charged with?
You cheated. You lied.
Gasser said, Adams cheated and lied.
Landy, what a case.
Gasser is calling his first witness, Louis Liberlin. The bailiff is swearing the lift in.
I do.
Now here comes Gasser's first question.
What's your truthful opinion of this Adam's cat?
He's a dog.
Louis has called him a dog. Wait a minute. Adam's apple is running toward Louis. He's hit him.
You don't even know me, Louis. I don't remember you.
You don't remember me, but I remember you.
Liver, are you sure what you said is the truth?
Here's our next witness, Merrill Hook and Ladder. Gasser speaks.
Mr. Ladder, why is it that Adam's apple neighbors don't dig him?
He rocks in the treetop all the day long.
We're still having a little excitement here in the courtroom. Adam's apple is sticking his tongue out at the judge. The judge shakes his finger at Adam's and says,
"Don't you give me no dirty looks."
There's pandemonium in the courtroom right now. While things quiet down, we'll switch it to
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Yes, another fine break-in record that Buchanan and Goodman had absolutely nothing to do with. Interestingly enough, it was Herb Alpert and Lou Adler who wrote it. But who did it? Yeah, 1958 or 59. I should look at the 45 there. Oh, 1959, yes. All right, so who is it, and what does it have in common with the first thing we played? So, 888-876-5593. If that's a little obtuse, our question's worse, truly. For virtually all of us, we get up every day, we get dressed. There are countless variations of this, but when it comes to Caucasians in the United States of America, according to survey says, in the process of getting dressed, 22 out of 25 people will almost always do this. Do what? All right, so what would that be? 888-876-5593. And do they even know they do it? I'm not sure. Of course, now that I have read the question, I'm going to have to monitor getting dressed to see if I do that or not. All right, but so this is why you can have your own category. See, we proved it right there. Yeah, and sky's the limit on that because everybody knows something about something, and Mark in Aurora knows all about charts. So, Mark, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Good. Not quite morning.
Yeah, that's right. Almost. So, very good. All right, we're going to do this week in 1970, the week of January 24th, 1970.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Number one. Raindrops keeps falling on my head.
B.J. Thomas.
Number two, Venus.
Fucking Blue.
Yeah, number three, I Want You Back.
Oh, Jackson 5.
Yeah, number four, Someday We'll Be Together.
Supremes and Tips.
Well, actually, it's just Supremes on this, but good enough. Number five, Whole Lot of Love.
Led Zeppelin.
Yeah, number six, Leaving on a Jet Plane.
Peter, Paul, and Mary.
Number seven, Don't Cry, Daddy. Flip Side was Rubbernecking.
Oh, Elvis.
Yep. Number eight, Without Love, There Is Nothing.
Could you play it?
I'm afraid I could, but I'd really rather you just guess than I'd have to hear it. But okay, let's see what we can do. You know it. It's a terrible song, actually.
Yeah.
Let's see. Love. So here it should come up. I'm afraid to say. All right. Oh, that's. I'm looking at these by year. I've got these, and all right. I guess a lot of people had done the song. Same title, different songs, but here is the one we are after in 1970. All right, here you go.
Okay.
To live for today.
Oh, Tom Jones.
Thank you. Took you long enough. Jeez, I didn't think I'd have to hear that much of it. Number nine, Jam Up Jelly Tight.
Tommy Rowe.
Yes, and number 10, I'll Never Fall in Love Again.
Okay, Dionne Warwick. Yes. The line is breaking up, but it's Dionne Warwick.
Yes, it is Dionne Warwick. All right, 9 out of 10, you're a winner. Very good. All right. Don't go away.
The line is... Oh, okay. Here we are. You're back again.
Well, here I didn't go anywhere. You did. But anyhow, you 90% is good enough for me. So hang on. Don't go away. All right. So excellent. Mark in Aurora, as usual, does very well with charts. Plenty of time for you to get in whatever it is you do well at. 888-876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh. Because after all, somebody knows something. Everybody actually knows something about, well, something. So what would that be? But yeah, I have no idea on the question that I've thrown out. I got it, of course, you know, from another one of these questionable sources, a book. And yeah, and it said that they did a survey of Caucasians in America and discovered that in the process of getting dressed, 22 out of 25 people almost always do this. All right. Well, I don't doubt it. But, of course, now I'm going to have to monitor getting up, and I'll report back next week unless you get it in the next hour. But you, again, can have your own category. Sky is the absolute limit on that. Everybody knows something about something. Right now, I want to tell you about this. Chevy Driver Chicago is giving you the chance to win the car you want. It's Pick It, Win It, Drive It from Chevy Dealer Chicago. Four great choices from which to choose. Need a dependable truck? Pick the Silverado. Ready to go EV? The Equinox is perfect. Want an SUV? The Blazer or Equinox is what you need. Entering is easy. Visit ChevyDriveChicago.com. And in the meantime, shop your pick. There's got to be a comma here somewhere. I thought I pre-read it. All right. English language obliterated in this. Shop your pick at your local Chevy dealer. Proud official partner of your Chicago Bears.
Oh, tell me why did it happen to me? Why could it not stay free? I should have listened and I should have learned. Play with fire and you're gonna get burned. Oh, well, she passed me by and she threw me a smile. She knocked me off of my feet. Well, before I could move, she threw me a kiss, telling you, baby, you didn't miss. So tell me why did it happen to me? Why could it not stay free? I should've listened and I should've learned. There was fire and you're gonna get burned. She took my hand and she led me away. We got married that very next day. It happened so fast I didn't have a chance. Must have put me, baby, right into a trance. So tell me why did that
happen? I'm Roddy James. All right, so who is that? All right, that's your third one. We've got four more. Maybe the theme is becoming apparent. Probably not. You probably don't even know the artist, but you could try anyway. So who is that? That's about all I got. All right, but otherwise, you know, the idea, the saving grace that you can pick your own category is everything there, because I think that that's an e-ticket to winning. Of course, the prizes are worthless. I should mention that every time, and it takes forever to get them. We've been really remiss in that, but we have good intent here. Eventually, you get a certificate, and everything else is worthless, like a DVD or a CD or a 45 RPM. I'm afraid some of those are going out. All right, so with that in mind, I asked a question, and it is difficult, but it is a poll of Caucasians in the United States of America, and there are apparently countless variations of what we do when we're getting dressed, but it turns out that in the process of getting dressed, 22 out of 25 white Americans almost always do this. Really? And I still want to know, how do they know? Even getting dressed, how do you know? I mean, it's out there. So that's why don't look for my questions. Just go for it and take your own category. So now David in Muskegon's going to do just that. Hello, David.
Hi there. How you doing?
Well, I'm here. How about yourself?
Well, I'm doing fine, actually.
You sound
it. I mean, considering everything, I'm doing okay. I've been Just listening to music, basically, is what I've been doing.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a question for you to start with. Did Cox Media, which owns WSB out of Atlanta last year, file for bankruptcy?
No. They didn't. The families, it's a family, and the family's getting older. The sisters are, if they're still alive, you know, they're divesting of things. So with Cox Communications, they sold off the interests of what broadband and cable TV and all that. They sold that, unfortunately, to Charter. That merger will, if you want to call it a merger, but that sale will go through probably first or second quarter of this year. It was already approved. As far as the broadcasting properties, they've been up, but no, there's nowhere near that there's a bankruptcy. No, they're well-heeled, but it's time to divest. Family's getting older.
Oh, okay.
And they have a lot of, Cox has so many interests that you wouldn't even think of, like auto auctions. It's not just broadcasting or cable.
Okay, auto auctions,
they do. They absolutely do. You betcha. So Cox is huge. Just huge. A huge conglomerate and, started in Atlanta way back when, way down south in Dixie. WSB, Welcome South, brother, and all that. But it grew from there and includes tons of things.
Okay, because they own Channel 2 also in it.
Yeah, I understood. But, the deal is, it's Cox Enterprises as far as that goes, and it's a family-owned conglomerate. And so, of course, communications you know about. But Cox Automotive, in addition to the auctions, Auto Trader, Kelley Blue Book, Manheim Auctions, that's all theirs. Axios is theirs in media. They're involved in health and in tech and education. They've got Amplifier and a number of other things. So, this is off the top of my head, but you could find out more. But yeah, they're a huge conglomerate. But the idea that they would be going bankrupt is about the farthest from the truth you're ever going to get.
Okay, I'm glad to hear that. And I'm going to do charts this week from 1968.
All right, let's do it. This week in 1968, I am ready for you. Yeah, we did country this week in 1968, so let's do pop now. That would be the week of January 20th, 1968. Number one, Judy in Disguise.
John Fred and the Playboy Band.
Yeah, number two, Chain of Fools.
Aretha Franklin.
Number three, Hello, Goodbye.
I mean, Hello, Goodbye.
Oh, you should know this.
Beatles.
Yes, of course. Number four, Woman.
Gary Puckett, Union Gap.
Number five, Green Tambourine.
Lemon Pipers.
Daydream Believer. Number six.
The Monkees.
Bend Me, Shape Me. Seven.
American Breed.
Yeah, I second that. Emotion is eight.
Smokey Robinson and the Miracles.
Number nine, I Heard It Through the Grapevine. And obviously,
Marvin Gaye?
No.
Last Night in the Pips.
Yes, absolutely. I was going to say, not Marvin Gaye. And number 10, If I Could Build My Whole World Around You.
Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell.
All right. You got them all. We'll see how far you go. Number 11, Honey Child.
Martha Reeves and the Vandellas.
Yeah, number 12, Skinny Legs and All.
Joe Tex.
13, Susan.
Buckinghams.
14, Different Drum.
Linda Ronstadt and the Stone Ponies.
15, yeah, just know Linda Ronstadt. She was in the group, but back then it was just the Stone Ponies. Absolutely. Number 15, Monterey.
Eric Burdon, The Animals.
Yeah, pretty good. Eric Burdon for sure. I don't think there were any. I guess there were animals involved in that. All right, number 16, Monterey. We did that. 17, Spooky. Or 16.
Classics 4.
Yeah. 17 is Nobody But Me. Oh, God.
Human Beings.
Yep. 18, Boogaloo Down Broadway.
Arthur Conley.
And 19, Who Will Answer?
Wait a minute. Who Will Answer? I'm trying to think of that one.
Yeah, don't think in terms of top 40. It's a real outlier of this, but it was a hit.
Who Will Answer?
Think of ballads.
Wait a minute. I can't remember who did that one.
Well, it's probably to your credit it was Ed Ames, but you did very well.
Yes. Hey, I really appreciate that.
Right.
I follow music a lot, and what's going on in radio, I try to anyway. And I had a question about Facebook. Is there a way that a totally blind person can post on Facebook?
I don't do Facebook. I don't know how much of a graphic you know, how much of a GUI it is. I don't know. Somebody who cannot see can answer that for me. But I abhor social media, so I stay away as far away from it as possible. But if anybody, it's a good question, and I don't know. It hasn't come up on this show. I'll tell you what, things like YouTube are very hard to navigate if you can't see. So as far as Facebook, I don't know. Somebody will have to answer it for us. Good question. Hang on. Don't go away.
All yes, right. Ma'am.
So I have no idea. So I guess my question would be, and why would you want to post on Facebook? But all right, we won't go there. 888-876-5593-8888-Raleigh. Paul is in Woodstock. Paul, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Thank you, Raleigh. I'd love to do a 5 for 5 tonight.
All right. All righty, righty, righty. Well, absolutely. Courtesy of Lisa and Laura, I got questions. All right. Oh, this one's easy. The first one's easy. All right. And that's not 5 by 5. Excuse me. That's World War II terrorist. Excuse me. Well, that's a little hard for 5 by 5. All right. Wrong quiz. All right. So who is the last of Santa's reindeers alphabetically?
That would probably be Vixen.
Absolutely right. What is a thesaurus? What is a thesaurus?
That's a book that shows synonyms and antonyms.
Yeah. What makes Frosty the Snowman come alive?
Must have been the magic in that old silk hat they found.
You're absolutely right. I would have never known that. I guess I don't know much about Frosty there. What is Robert Kennedy's middle name?
Fitzgerald.
Francis. But that's okay.
Francis,
that's okay. We have one more. You only have to get 4 out of 5. Who is the only actor to appear in both the TV and the movie version of MASH?
Alan Alda?
No, Gary Berghoff.
Oh, Gary. Oh, geez, radar, darn it.
Yep. Yep. All right, talk to you next week.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, thanks. Appreciate it, Paul. All right, so 888-876-5593. I've never known about Frosty the Snowman. I don't know what that's about. So, yeah, how did I miss that? But I don't know. All right, so Cindy called back in Chicago and wants to guess our obtuse question. This is a terrible question. You know, when I saw it in the book, I thought, man, that's so weird. No one will ever get that. Well, unfortunately, yeah, no one will ever get it. But I don't know how anybody would is the problem. So if you do, I'm impressed. But if you don't, just pick your own category. All right. So Cindy did call back. And so, again, this is a survey among Caucasian Americans about getting dressed every day. Virtually, we all get up, we get dressed, and 22 out of 25 people will almost always do this. Do what?
Fold your pajamas very nicely and put them on the bedroom chair or under the pillow, or if they turn inside out while you're taking them off.
You haven't been to many people's house, Cindy. Trust me, that's not right. What you got?
No, I didn't get out much. We never got out.
Yeah, right.
Much.
No, most people don't fold anything. I mean, it looks more like the war came into most people's houses. So, got any other guesses?
Well, I'm an ISTJ and I'm organized.
Yeah, very. Most people are not organized.
Yeah, I'm an ISTJ.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I can't think of that. Brush your teeth?
Nope.
I don't know.
I find this question. I'm almost sorry I asked it because it's so out there. And again, I'm not 100% sure that people would know they did this, but we all do it. But if we do it this way, I don't know. So now I'm going to have to monitor my getting out of bed, routine to find out if I do it. Oh, well, I do it, but I don't know if I. Well, we'll see. All right. Talk to you later.
Okay.
All right. So, and this is unfair, absolutely unfair. I should have come up with something else because, you know, I ask questions that are out there because I don't want you to be able to search them. But this one is just so out there, we might retire it tonight. I'm not sure. But it was a survey about getting dressed. And by the way, I'm not even sure how someone would answer this question, which makes it even stranger. All right. I would think it almost had to be observed, but I'd hate to think that the entire exercise was observing people getting dressed, but all right, we'll just say we've got 4 more. Bumper Stumpers, they have a theme. And other than that, you have your own category. Sky is the limit on that. And we have another hour of Monday Night Trivia right here on WGN Radio.
He really took me by surprise. One kiss I can't resist, and right away I realize. Good gravy, I love you, baby. Good gravy, yes I do. Good gravy, love you, baby. Love you, baby.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. What would a pop song be without the kazoo solo? All right, so who is that? And, yeah, that's the fourth one we played. They all have something very much in common. What would that be? All right, so 888-876-5593. My question is so bad I should be flogged, truly. And if anybody got this, I'd be stunned. I'm always looking for things that are out there that you won't be able to research. But, you know, occasionally I go a little too far out on that limb. That would be one of them. If you don't get it this hour, I think I'm going to reveal because it's just so odd. And then you can compare notes and tell me if it fits. Okay, so here's the deal. For all of us, we get up every day, we get dressed every day, and there are countless variations of that, but they did a survey of Caucasians in America, and in the process of getting dressed, 22 out of 25 people will almost always do this. Yeah, and I don't even know how people could answer it because I'm not sure. I'm going to have to try and observe. But if you've got some guests, that'd be great. Otherwise, like I say, I'll put you out of your misery and I will reveal it because it's about as unfair as I've ever been on a question. No, 888-876-5593 is 8888. Raleigh, take your own category. You'll do much better. Don and Beloit, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hey, Raleigh.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Well, I'm here and you're there.
Hey, could you tell me, I haven't been following this too closely, but how is our friend James on the south side? Have we been heard,
well,
heard from him?
We have had a couple phone calls, and I have gotten a couple emails. And, he's looking
good
for another place to live, but he seems to be
okay
with us, and hopefully all is well. And I look forward to hearing from him anytime he wants to call.
Okay. Just curious on that. Okay, good.
So we're going to do World War II aircraft, are we?
We're going to try weird people that dress themselves and things that out of their...
These, by the way, are not weird people that dress themselves.
You just go with your gut.
Standard Americans.
For the weird question.
All right.
I think Americans. We sniff ourselves. We kind of smell ourselves.
No, we. I don't know. That's not it.
We look out the window.
No.
We check our phone.
No.
This is while we're getting dressed, correct?
Well, it's part of the getting dressed protocol.
Mm.
It is absolutely part of it.
Scratching ourselves in a weird way.
No. And I'm going to get, I think we need to narrow it down some, because again, this is such an unfair question.
I get one more guess, so if you can give me one more little nugget.
All right. Think in terms of feet.
Oh, wow. Well, we scratch out that gunky stuff between our toes,
God,
maybe?
No. Oh, please. I hope they'll never survive.
Well,
that.
You asked. You did ask, Riley James.
Yes.
You did ask.
I did ask. Well, it's not
America
that.
Is demanding there, to know the answer now.
Yeah, there's no toe jam involved in the answer.
Okay. Is it possible that you could play sometime an early Marsha Ball of whatever, something by early Marsha Ball?
I'm writing it down.
And how about anything by Connie Francis?
I did last week. We played a Connie Francis.
Oh, okay.
So,
well, how about James always likes. I'm sorry. Help me out here. I can't remember her name.
Patsy Cline.
How about any Patsy Cline?
All right. I think I did that too. But let me write this down. We'll play another Patsy Cline. All right. Now, here we go. We got a question for you, because I know you're World War II aircraft. And, you know, sometimes we ask you obscure questions about prototypes and all that, but now we're going to ask you the flip side of that. The most produced combat aircraft all of World War II, what was it?
Wow. By the way,
31,000 of them.
Well, I think it's 35. I mean, Messerschmitt 109
it's
was the 35,000
no,
for
not,
the.
It's not that Messerschmitt comes in number two.
Your
phone is betraying you. So go to somewhere where you actually can talk.
Okay.
All right. I heard okay. Try again.
Okay. So you're. General consensus is the Messerschmitt 109 was about 35, 36, but there was a Russian plane that did more of production.
And what would that be?
I'm bad with the Russian stuff, but it's the, Ilyushin 3?
Nope.
Yak 3.
The Yakolev Yak.
Okay.
And the Yakolev Yak came in four different models, the 1, 3, 7, and 9, but they lumped them all together.
Okay. The Yakolev 3 is usually the most, I don't know, Riley.
That's the only answer I got.
Well, usually people say the Messerschmitt, but you're right. The Russians were weird about counting stuff, and many of their planes were way up there in the numbers that we produced. Yeah. Well, anyway, that's good. You have a good show, and
talk to you later.
We look forward to talking to you next time. Bye-bye.
Okay, thanks. Bye-bye. All right. Yeah, so there were apparently several Yaks involved in the Yakolev series there, but the source said it was the most produced plane. And again, how would I know? Yeah, I mean, really. All right, so 888-876-5593 would be 8888-Raleigh. And Ralph is in Rockford. How's it going tonight, Ralph?
Yes. Oh, I hope you are keeping warm, because, I mean, it is pretty cold out here.
Ah, well, no, we're actually kind of warm at the moment, I think. So all's good.
Well, I hope so, because they are claiming for this coming weekend we have a so-called Arctic vortex coming.
Well, tomorrow here it's going to be 74 degrees. But, of course, you know, you can make fun of me in summer when it's 120.
No.
But right now, we live with good weather. And that will change. You know, a couple of weeks ago we had it, you know, really cold for here. I think it was actually the same temperature here and Chicago. But that lasted about a day. So you're going to have some Arctic air. Well, I understand it snowed in Jacksonville.
Yeah, this was a real cold system that moved through and is still here, unfortunately. I mean, you are much more fortunate to be in, I believe you are in Arizona right now.
Well, let's see. The low Thursday morning will be -1 in Chicago. That seems like the coldest of it, 21 for the high.
Oh.
However, on Friday, it's going to go from -1 and the high is only going to be 3. So Friday should be a tad on the chilly side.
Right. Well, they even claim here on the Chicago stations that the high for Friday will be -3.
Well, could be. You know, we'll see. It absolutely could be. So the bottom line is, don't go out. Whatever you need, go out tomorrow and get it, and then just stay home.
Okay. Well, I was going to tell you, I was very happy to hear that you had such a wonderful time in Rockford.
Oh, yeah, I loved Rockford. You betcha.
Yeah, when you worked for WROK 1440.
Yes, yes, 3901 Brendan Wood. Yes, I remember it well.
Brendan Wood, yeah, that was wonderful. I'm sure you met Duck McDuff.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. He was on the air before me. Right before me. He did middays, I did afternoon. So, yes, absolutely.
Yeah, and I was happy, too, at that time, very happy. Rockford is my American hometown,
yeah.
As you can tell by my accent. I'm Western European, but in Rockford, I went to Guilford High, and went to Rockford College, graduated, and I had a very good time, and I even knew some of the people from the TV, Bruce Richardson. He was a WTVE news
right,
director.
Right, I remember the name, yes. We had a woman who did our weather, who also was a television weather woman, and her Sue Morose was her name.
Oh, yeah, Sue McRow, yeah.
Sue Morose, I remember that.
I remember that name.
Yep.
And so on, and Bruce Richardson, he was very nice to me. Yeah. He invited me several times. He had a beautiful wife, Faye, and they cooked Italian.
Nice.
And Bruce Richardson, he was very much into music. He liked to play the drums.
Wow, good for him. All
right. Yeah, good for him. Well, Well, the reason Monday night, I find, is the best night for me to call because I like...
remember, if you call on the other nights, we can talk longer. On Monday nights, we have to kind of keep it short.
Yeah, I know. Okay, well, I try to keep it short, but I don't know, can we talk... On the other night, can we talk about music?
Of course, then? Why not?
Oh, yeah, that I didn't know that.
Yeah, absolutely. Anything as long as it has no real meaning, we talk about it. So sure,
okay.
Absolutely.
Well,
but you want a Beatles trivia question? I understand.
Yeah, well, it came to my mind because this gentleman that was at the beginning of your show, he's into Beatles very, very much.
Yeah. Barry in New Hampshire.
Yeah, in New Hampshire. And I was just thinking that reminded me that really the Beatles were discovered by a German.
Yeah, well, look at all the time they spent in Germany. And that's one of the questions that I won't be asking is how all four of them wound up with gonorrhea in Hamburg. But we'll leave that alone.
I'm not going to mention that because I know all about the Reprobar.
Yeah, right. Exactly. So no, we're staying away from that. But I've got a Beatles question if you want it.
Stay away from that, but I mean, well, I certainly wanted to mention here the gentleman, and he was after the war, he was the greatest German composer and music expert, and his name is Bert Kempfert, as you know.
Oh, sure.
And Bert Kempfert was the first German that had a number one hit here in the United States. That meant a lot. I think it was in January of 1961.
Yeah. Wonderland by Night, of course. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And he also, people don't know this, there was a quiz, it was called The Match Game.
Sure.
The Match Game, and very, very coincidental that this African beat that always used to play, that's his Bert Kempfert's composition as well.
Well, a lot of people don't know that he wrote Spanish Eyes and Strangers in the Night. So there's all
sorts
of things.
Yeah, right, yeah, he wrote, yeah.
Yeah, and
exactly.
He had produced some of the Beatles stuff in Hamburg, true enough.
Yeah, yeah, he was the CIO for he was under Polydor. That was the name of the
The label. Sure, I think he did the music for Dankeschön too. Not that I'd want to admit it, but
he did. Yeah, Dankeschön. Yeah. So I just want to mention that, and then I have one little request, if you don't mind.
Sure.
Yeah. Well, you don't have to play it tonight, but it was interesting that in 1959, that was the first time that a German song, a song was played in German in the top 20, and that the name of that song was Morgen.
Oh, sure, absolutely.
That was by Ivo Rubbage.
Right, and Ivo, by the way, that's how Kempfert met his wife.
Oh, really?
Yeah, absolutely. He was making records with Ivo Robic and Freddie Quinn, and he met his future wife in Hannelore.
That's very interesting. I think Ivo Robic was Yugoslavian.
I thought it was Croatian.
Croatia.
Yeah, which probably is Yugoslavia. I don't know. But yeah, I think they called him Croatian in Zagreb or something. So, yeah, you betcha. So most.
Yeah, that was interesting. And once we are in 59 here, I don't think I can. I try to make it, but I could go back to September 59 and try to make the top 10.
Oh, yeah? Okay. All right. That book is sitting on another shelf, so I will go get it. You have to tell the world something for about 2 minutes while I walk over and get the 50s. Most people don't ask for the 50s, so start to talk.
I mean, I should talk now?
Yeah.
Hello? Well, can anybody hear me?
Anybody who's listening can hear you.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, well, I hope a lot of people are listening. I always want to praise your knowledge here. It's always very impressive that I'm going to ask you. It is, I would almost say, it is easier to take beer to Munich than try to tell you something about music that you don't already know, and usually a lot more than one would suspect.
I'm back. Very good. All right. So 1959, what month, what day, what week? What do you want?
Well, I would say I would take, in order to honor a little bit Ivo Robic, that was, the only time 1 week that he was in the top 20, I believe. And I would say that was September of 59. So see if I can fill in some of the rest of those hits, but I was hardly born in 59, so I have to probably, if you gave me as much help as you did that one gentleman.
Oh, sure, well, but I'm looking here of all the September weeks of 59, and I'm not seeing Ivo in the top 10. Why is this?
Well, no, he's not. He was in supposedly only in the top 20, but only 1 week. Yeah. And then he should be
in
the top 40.
I got him at number 21 on September 14th. And, so what did he do on the week of the 21st? Did that go to 20? I don't know. let's see. Look at this. Look at this. The week of September 27th, he's number 13 nationally. That's the big one. September 21st, 1959, he's number 13.
Oh, I never know he got that high.
Yep.
I didn't know because it was very unusual that the titles with the original name, like Tintarella, the guy that in 58, he had a number one from Italy. He sang Italian.
Yeah, right, exactly. Domenico Modugno. Right.
But that was
on Decca. This was on Lorry. They just bought the master, believe me. The Schwartz brothers wouldn't know this German from the, anything. But all right, let's do that then. The week of September 21st, 1959, Morgan is number 13. Okay. Number one, ready? Ready? Number one is Sleepwalk.
Oh, that was a big hit for, it was Santo and Johnny.
Absolutely. Number two, The Three Bells.
Oh, those were a very religious song that was about the Browns.
Yes, number three, I'm Gonna Get Married.
Oh,
my name she'll carry. Johnny, you're too smart, not smart enough.
Yeah. Well, that was Lloyd Price.
Yes, absolutely. Number three, Lloyd Price. Number four, Till I Kissed You.
Oh, that was a good one by the Everly Brothers.
Number five, Sea of Love.
Oh, just a minute.
He worked for a radio station in Louisiana.
Oh, that was Phil Phillips.
Absolutely.
With,
Phil Phillips on Mercury. Number six, Red River Rock.
Oh, that was beautiful. That was a big hit in Germany as well. That was Johnny and the Hurricanes.
Yep, on Warwick. I didn't realize. I guess I didn't do a break. All right, we're going to do the news and be right back at it. We'll stay where you are, and we'll pick it up there on WGN Radio.
when your baby is tired and she wants to sleep, take her into your arms. Tell her you love her, tell her you care, tell her about all her charms. Ooh-hoo, 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 ooh-hoo. Well, then you rock your little baby to sleep. Yeah, then you rock your little baby to sleep. Tell her that you love her, tell her that you care, tell her that you miss her almost anywhere. And then you rock your little baby to sleep. Yeah, you rock your little baby to sleep.
WGN Radio, I'm Riley James. All right, so who is that? And again, that's pretty easy, actually. That's probably the only really easy one we've had tonight. As far as the theme, well, I don't know. I'll leave that to you. But in the meantime, we've been talking with Ralph in Rockford as we continue. Oh, let me, before we get back to Ralph here, give you the question, and I will retire it tonight. We'll take your guesses, but it's just so unfair. Yeah, when I look at this now, I say, what possessed me? Well, I know what possessed me, actually. It's a hard question, and therefore I thought, oh, well, that'll be good. But then I realized, no, it's so hard, it's insane. All right, virtually all of us, we get up every day, we get dressed. There are countless variations of how we do that. But when it comes to Caucasians in the United States, in the process of getting dressed, 22 out of 25 people will almost always do this. Do what? And I've told you, the feet are involved somehow. All right, so that's the only clue you're going to get. All right, so now back to Ralph. All right, so are you ready to do this? We were at number, I believe we were at number 6. We just did Johnny and the Hurricanes. We go number 7, Mac the Knife.
Oh, that was, of course, the wonderful artist of Bobby Darin.
Number 8, Broken Hearted Melody.
Oh, that was a little bit... Oh, that was Sarah Vaughan, I believe.
Yes. Number 9, I Want to Walk You Home.
Oh, that was a big hit in Germany, and Fats Domino was very well liked in Germany.
All right. Number 10, Put Your Head on My Shoulder.
Oh, that's the old master, Paul Anka.
Right. Now, of course, I said 13 was Morgan. Let's see, 11 was Kissin' Time.
Oh, Kissin' Time. Oh, that's one of my favorite singer, Bobby Rydell.
And 12 was Poison Ivy.
Oh, that was a coaster.
All right. Well, you got them all, that's for sure. Let's see how far you go. Number 14, Just Ask Your Heart.
Oh, I see. Put Your Head on My Shoulder, then... Just Ask Your Heart. Oh, that was, I believe he was 2 years ago. He even gave a concert in Janesville. That was Frankie Avalon.
Right. Number 15, Teen Beat.
Sandy Nelson.
16, Mr. Blue.
Oh, Mr. Blue. I believe that was, see, the group.
Barbara Gretchen and Gary.
Oh, that Fleetwood.
Yep. All right, so we got, that was 16. 17, Primrose Lane. Life's a Holiday on Primrose Lane.
Oh, yeah. That was a good one. Let's see, Life's a Holiday on Primrose Lane. What other hits?
Well, he mostly a country artist as far as that goes, but he was on Challenge.
Oh, that was, I think it was Jerry Wallace.
Absolutely right. So, number 18, Baby Talk.
Oh, Baby Talk. Let's see if I can come up with somebody who talks to you.
I was only 5 years old. She was only 3. Yeah.
Baby. Oh, yeah. That
was on Dory. It was on Dory.
Dory. Okay. Yeah. It was. Yeah. Let's see.
It's a duo. And previously, one of the members of the duo was different than the other. Well, that's always true, but that's not a good clue. That is just not a good clue. A duo, come on, Baby Talk, you can do this.
Oh, just a minute. I remember something about that. No, that was, I believe, Jan and Dean.
Yes, absolutely. And before that, it was Jan and Arnie. Okay, that's all right. So, yes, Jan and Dean on Dory, absolutely, doing Baby Talk. Let's see. Number 18. Oh, man, this should throw you out. It certainly would me. That was 18. Number 19, Battle of Cucamonga.
Oh, Battle of Cucamonga. That sounds like a little bit like Swahili.
No, it's got a Nashville connection.
Oh, a little bit like country soul or something.
Well, I mean, they were comedians.
Oh boy. Let's see. I think I remember something about. I think it was.
It was a parody of Battle of New Orleans.
Oh, I think I remember something about Homer and Jethro.
Yes, absolutely, Homer and Jethro. Yes,
right.
Yes.
Was it right?
Yes, and, right. Right. Instead of an 18, whatever it was in 1959. We took a little hike with our. Yeah. Oh God, it was.
Tough. Oh yeah.
All
yeah,
right. So yes, but that's. Let's see. Number 20. Hey, little girl. Best backbeat in rock and roll history.
Oh,
it really is. I don't think anything comes close as far as this. It's a double backbeat. It's just so good.
Hey, little girl.
Yeah, best backbeat.
Well, I just know teen beat, but hey, little girl. Was that? Did it have any other hits?
Oh yeah, absolutely, and. So did yes, absolutely other hits.
But, can you maybe play it?
Yeah, I'm looking for it here. I will play it actually.
Maybe that gives me a hint, maybe. But I'm not.
It's so good. I mean, to me, this is just one of the all-time great, great records because of the backbeat.
Hey, little girl.
Yeah, got to listen to it loud. So who is it?
Yeah, it was. I mean, the beat was a beat that was invented by another artist.
Well, you're gonna say Earl Palmer. I don't know that I'd go there, but in any event, the double backbeat is wonderful on that. But who's the artist?
Oh, the artist that was here. Hey, little girl. It sounds familiar, but
you'll kick yourself. It's Dee Clark.
Oh, Dee Clark.
Dee Clark, yeah, Dee Clark. You know,
yeah, Dee Clark. Yeah,
raindrops,
yeah,
all that.
Dee
yes. Yeah. All right. Well, you did good. You did good. But
well, thank you. And what happened to Evil Roberts? He wasn't in then.
Not in those. And by the way, for people, because I always talk about that was the absolute best double backbeat there. Al Duncan was the drummer on
Duncan.
That. So, okay, in case people wondered, good old Al Duncan. All right, so now, hope he's alive and well, but I don't know. All right, so Ivo Robic, we got to Ivo Robic at number 13. That was Morgan. I didn't ask you that, number 13.
No, I remember that you right. You asked me. Yeah, you didn't. Right. I was just wondering what happened to him.
Oh, what happened to Ivo? Could he still be alive?
I don't know. That was in 1959. I mean, at that time.
I think he's been dead since the turn of the last century.
Yeah, well, right. Well,
Let me look him up. I'm looking. Okay, yes. Oh, he was born in 1923 and he died in 2000. He died in Croatia.
Oh, Croatia. Yeah, well, the thing what I was very sorry about, that I was at this in 1980, 81, I was on Mallorca. But unfortunately, I didn't know that Bert Kempfert had gone to Mallorca to recreate a little bit because he was such a heavy smoker and he died of a very heavy stroke.
Yeah, true enough.
That was,
all right. Well, you certainly know your chart. So hang on a minute. Don't go away. Stay where you are. We'll add to your stash and don't hold your breath. All right. So to say the least. All right. So and Ralph will call back on a Tuesday through Thursday and we will talk more. So, OK. Thank you. Thank you. Now, 888-876-5593. It seems I have some guesses. And like I say, I will put you out of your misery because this is just the worst thing I've ever done to you in questions. Virtually all of us, we get up every day, we get dressed, countless variation of this. But when it comes to Caucasians in the United States of America, America. In the process of getting dressed, 22 out of 25 people will almost always do this. Do what? Yeah, we've said located it to the Foot Arena. All right, so with that, Bob's in Virginia is going to take a guess. So, all right, Bob, what do you think?
Well, I would say that we all put both socks on and then both shoes.
Oh, that... we probably do, but that's not it. I would think that would be 25 out of 25, yeah.
Yeah, I would think so.
All right.
I think maybe once in my life I tried it the other way and it just didn't seem right.
Well, no, you got to wash the socks again. It's a mess. All right, so, yeah, no, but that's a nice guess.
Okay.
All right, thanks.
All right.
Appreciate it.
I have one quick question.
Yes.
What's a good night to call back and talk a little bit more about last week's topic? You were talking about station identification, AM stations.
Tuesday through Thursday,
we
talk about
behind.
Yeah, Tuesday through Thursday, we talk about whatever's on your mind. But let me look here and see what the sports schedule is for, because, you know, we're sort of in sports season. So let's see. This is all right. Tomorrow, I'm wide open, 10 o'clock Central on. And then Wednesday, I am on for a half hour, big half hour. And then Thursday is good, but Del Stecker's joining me in the first hour. So tomorrow, I've got three big hours, so call me.
Sounds good. All
okay,
right.
Thanks. Okay, bye. Appreciate
bye-bye.
It. All right. Why not? So, station identification is set in stone, according to FCC regulations. So let's see. Doug in Altoona is going to take some guesses on the question that I will put you out of your misery before the end of the night. We've got Doug in Altoona. Welcome to WGN Radio. What's up?
Raleigh, I call earlier. I'm thinking, I'm going to get this. Nobody got it before. And then Bob steals my thunder, and it's wrong anyway. I was going to do the sock, shoe thing.
Well, okay. So you want to be more specific?
More specific.
Yeah. Now, by the way, Bob thought we put both socks on and then put our shoes on, I think. That was.
Yeah, no, you put the socks on first and then you put the shoes on. So,
okay. Well, no.
No. So I'm just as wrong as he was.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, well.
All right. Everybody's in the arena now, but no. All right. Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
Okay, bye. All right, so yeah, that's close, but no cigar. All right, so we know there are feet involved, and likely socks and shoes as well. And Laura in Des Plaines has a guess. All right, Laura, what do you think? Laura, have we lost Laura? We lost Laura. Oh, well. Bye, Laura. I appreciate it. And thanks for all the wonderful questions. All right, so 888-876-5593. I'll do this and get back to it right here on WGN Radio.
I found a dream, and it really came. I found me when I found you, my love for you. It couldn't be wrong. My heart cried for you. And
so who are they? 888-876-5593. That's your last bumper stumper. I know, almost as hard as everything else we're doing tonight. But we'll discuss the bumpers here in a moment. I think that we had one of them that was easy, so I said. And Gary in Austin knows who it was. So, all right, Gary, who was it?
I think I heard Buddy Knox a
couple
minutes ago.
Absolutely right. Buddy Knox, Rock Your Little Baby to Sleep, 1957 on roulette. Any idea what the theme is?
No, actually not.
Right.
I don't have an idea at all.
All right. I'll tell you, because no one's going to get it. And I should have, the last one was Lonnie Johnson. I probably should have played the coins. I had more than enough on this. All of those records were on the first 45 ever issued by the label in question. It was Malcolm Dodd's Beauty and the Beast, 1957, on End. Jerry Field and the Lawyers, The Trial, 1959, on Parkway. Don Crawford and the Escorts, YYY, 1958, on Scepter. O.J. Oliver with the Groove Riders, 1958 on Co-Ed. Buddy Knox, 1957 on Roulette. And Lonnie Johnson, 1953 on Rama.
Oh, wow.
So there you go. First 45.
All right.
So now, should have played that coins better than that Lonnie Johnson. But oh, well. That's what they were. But you recognized your Buddy Knox, which actually that record, when Roulette released it, and it was the first thing they released on 45, it was an EP. There were four Buddy Knox selections.
I used to have some EPs a long time ago.
Oh, yeah.
I think I traded them for something.
Yeah, no, they were big, man. Elvis especially. RCA kind of outdid themselves on those Elvis EPs. Yeah,
these were remakes of songs that were hits.
Oh, those aren't. You're talking about like Promenade and Tops and all that. Yeah, the sound.
Yeah, there were like four.
Six. There were six.
Each record had two sides, two songs on each side, I think.
Or three, usually. Six big hits for 98 cents, by artists no one had ever heard of. Yep. That was like Promenade, Tops, and there were a few others. And what that was, those were guys who had been plastic makers. And in some cases, they had done kiddie records, those little yellow kiddie records they used to have.
Right.
And stuff like that. And then they went into this sound-alike thing. Yeah. And it was interesting who they got to do the sound-alikes, because it was either people who were on their way up, many of whom never did anything, but later some of them went on to success, or people on their way down, people who'd been like big in the 40s or 50s on their way down. So, yeah, that was the sound-alikes.
And neither group wanted to admit they did them.
No, of course not. No. That's absolutely true. They took the money and ran, of course. Yeah. Well, you recognize your Buddy Rot Knox, so hold on a minute. Don't go away. All right.
Okay.
Absolutely right. So that was it. Those were the first 45s. And I say that because, they had Parkway one. Of course, Cameo had been doing records before that. But that was the first one with Parkway, Jerry Field and the Lawyers. Like I said, Lou Adler and Herb Albert wrote that. Albert. And so it was. Yeah, I should have done the coins on G. That would have been better than Lonnie Johnson. But anyway, I digress. All right. So let's see. We're running out of time. Quickly running out of time. And everybody wanting to take a guess on this. And I will reveal, and hopefully we'll get to Naoto before the night, because I've got an MBTI question for him all lined up. So Bob is a first-time caller in Racine. All right, Bob, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hello.
What do you think?
Sacco's on the right foot first.
Good enough. I'm going to take it. It's actually the shoe, but I would assume that the sock has to go before the shoe. So, yes, they put on their right shoe first. So I would agree that very good. Why would you know that? Hello? Don't go away, Bob. Stay with me. Bob, where did Bob go? All right, let me try this again. So, Bob, you seem to disappear there, but you're back now.
I'm here.
Yes.
I'm here, yeah.
Yes. So why would you know this?
More people are right-handed than left-handed. My sister is left-handed, so she does it the other way.
And you notice this. Isn't that...
Yeah, because she taught me how to tie my shoes when I was 5 or 4 or 3 or whatever.
All right. Well, absolutely. That the majority of people put their right shoe on first. I had no idea. You are a winner. Well, like I say, the prize is worthless. It takes forever to get it, but eventually you like the certificate, and then you get something you don't want, like a 45 or a tabloid. So hold on a minute. Don't go away.
Well, I'll stay here.
All right, good deal. And, so Bob, first-time caller, did very well. Now, let's see. We have Leif, a first-time caller from Park Ridge. I don't know if he's stuck around. Are you still there, Leif? Hello, hello.
I am here.
Oh, well, thank
you. Yes, I am.
Was that your guess as well?
Thank you. Yeah, I was going to say, put on your right sock first, or lift your right leg from the floor.
Well, good enough. We'll add you to the winner's list. And again, don't hold your breath. It takes forever to get anything, but you'll like the certificate, and then you'll get something you don't need, like a 45 or a tabloid or something. So hold on. Don't go away. All right. He knew. Absolutely. And good. I hope both Bob and Leif will call back. That's a wonderful thing. All right. So now let me put him on hold and not lose him. All right. I did it. And Dave on the north side wants Flintstones. I don't know, Dave. We'll see if we get to it. Naoto in Japan. Okay, Naoto. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Yeah, thank you so much for taking my call.
Always. Okay, so we are going to talk about personality types, and we are going to talk about leisure, leisure time. This personality type says that reading is their favorite pastime, and their least favorite is watching sports. So they're avid book lovers, but they're not sports fans. Who are they?
My first guess would be INTP?
No, INFJ.
Oh, man, this is kind of like unexpected.
Yeah, yeah, it's unexpected to me. Yeah. Usually just ace them. So we'll ask you another one next week. All right, thanks.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Thank you.
Okay, good deal. All right, so now I've got a minute and a half, and that is going to see whether we can, in fact, get to Dave on the north side, try to find some Flintstones. All right, Dave, are you there?
Yeah, I was going to guess the right shoe.
Oh, well. Yeah, I would have never thought about this one way or another, but you are absolutely right. So let's see what we can do real quickly here since time is over.
An easy one, I get it.
Yeah, all right. So it's called the Flintstones Part B. I don't know what it means. All right. In the episode The Twitch, what was the singer that Fred hired to perform at Wilma's Ladies' Benefit? Was it Stoney Curtis, Elvis Presrock, Rock Roll, or Michael Jackstone?
Rock Roll?
I'm going to look. Yes, absolutely right. Rock Roll. You're 100% right. Wow. All right. So there you go.
Can you play Dick Van Dyke, Write Myself a Letter? I'm going to sit down and write myself a letter.
Not Dick Van Dyke, but I'll be happy to play it for you.
Okay, I heard him do it on Sarge Stone. He did a show called The Stone. He was a doctor, and he did it on a piano one day.
Yeah, no, it was a hit, and I'll play it for you by somebody. Hang on, Dave, don't go away.
All right.
And on that note, that's the end of Monday Night Trivia, and thanks for participating. Tomorrow it's a full show starting at 10 o'clock Central, 21 hours from now. I'd love it if you call, because I hate talking to myself. But we thank Adam for keeping us on the air and for getting me that wonderful commercial to read. And we thank John for screening your calls. But above all, I thank you for calling. And we ran out of time before 2020 news, so if you're listening on the stream, you'll hear it next right here on WGN Radio.
Bronx Blade Bloodshed, plus You Can Blight City Hall and Creeps in the Heart of Texas. I'm Grant Marshall, 2020 News. Street Stab Stunner, Blade Blind Brutality in the Bronx, where a man met a merciless, mindless end after a sudden savage sidewalk slicing that stunned the street and stopped a life cold. Cops say the pizza parlor attack was unprovoked, unpredictable, and painfully pointless, a flash of fury with fatal consequences. A suspect now sits in custody as detectives dissect motive and madness. Another reminder that in New York, danger doesn't always knock, it lunges. Menorah Menace. The New Year's kicking off with a cruel crash at LA City Hall as some savage smashed his way into the iconic edifice. Amid the atrocious act, the historic Katowice menorah, a 200-year-old artifact, the only object preserved from a prominent place of worship in Poland, pulverized during the pandemonium provoked by pro-Nazi provocateurs in 1938. LA's mayor, expressing her deep distress but suggesting the sacking of the sacred sconce at City Hall, did not seem to be a hate crime. The condition of the consecrated candelabra unclear, a proud piece of patrimony on loan during the holidays since the 1980s. Home Sham Improvement. This here's a story about Christopher and Raquel, two young bluffers with nothing better to sell. They took the money and ran. Fed say these home improvement contractors claim to have made off with $5 million from homeowners they hustled. Handy scammies collected their cash, then ditched the Vicks with domiciles in disrepair. Connie and Hyde now set to sit in the slammer, full time now finito, as 40 families face half-finished fixer-uppers. And that's what's happening. I'm Grant Marshall, 2020 News.